Jesus said, "As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life." Now, what is that story that he was referring to? Moses led the people of Israel out of Egypt, across the parted Red Sea, and as they wandered in the desert, they started violating, right? Oh, yeah. They got really impatient. And they speak against God and against Moses. Tick-tock. Come on now. Time's a-wasting. How long are we going to wander around out here? Let's get there already. Come on, Moses. Do you even know where we're going? Really? Maybe we need a new leader. Maybe that new leader will have a new God. And we'll get there. You and this God of yours have led us all over this desert. And now, you seem to be in no hurry to do anything but wander around some more. There's no food. There's no water. This manna that comes every day is disgusting. You think it's a gift from God? Are you kidding? Have you tasted it? Worthless. Does your God even know the way? It's time to do something. Moses, maybe your time's up. Maybe it's time for a new leader, for the new God who can get us out of this wilderness. Suddenly, things got even worse. There are serpents, fiery serpents among the people. And the people start getting bitten and dying. And they realize what they have done. We have sinned. We've been impatient. We've been ungrateful. We've been independent. We've been willful. We have turned away. Not that we do anything like that. Year after year, we celebrate Easter, God. But have you seen the news? When is your kingdom coming anyway? Do you even know the way? Day after day, you expect us to live on our daily bread. Same old manna, God. We're tired of it. You know, maybe it's time to take matters into our own hands, do things our own way. Because you know what? We can be people who are impatient and ungrateful and independent and willful. In fact, we turn away too. And we get bitten by the figurative snakes of this world and die in our spirits. And we realize we need God. Like a child in a wrestling match who finally says, "Uncle," we cry out, "Enough. I cannot stand this any longer." The people of Israel did. They came to Moses and they begged for him to pray to the Lord that he would take away the serpents. And Moses prayed to God, and he didn't take away the serpents. Instead, he gave them a cure. "Make a fiery serpent out of bronze and set it up on a pole. And when someone is bitten, if they look at the serpent on the pole, they will live," says God. And then Jesus says, "As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so the Son of Man will be lifted up." God isn't getting rid of the serpents in our world. He's giving us a cure. We have all been bitten. "Look here. Look here," says Jesus. "The Son of Man is lifted up on the cross, at his resurrection, at his ascension." The word for lifted up is the same, hypsuo. And it has a deeper meaning than just being up high. The first definition of hypsuo is to raise to the very summit of opulence and prosperity. And the second is to exalt. to raise to dignity, honor, and glory. In John, Jesus' death, resurrection, and ascension are all understood as one hypsuo. The Son of Man lifted up is the Son of Man exalted. Christ lifted up is Christ glorified. And whoever looks up and believes may have eternal life. Not someday, not in the sweet by and by, not in the hereafter, now. Remember that the Israelites were impatient? Let's get there already. Wherever there is, you promised life is going to be good there. Let's go. But God is eternal. The psalmist says, 1,000 years in your sight, O God, are like a day that has gone by or like a watch in the night. God is beyond the constraints of time. Eternal life for John doesn't mean that life lasts forever. Eternal life is God life. It is with God life. God sent the Son into the world not to condemn the world, not to be a serpent and bite us, but that the world might be saved through him. God sent the Son into the world to raise him up. The light has come, and the darkness is no more. The Son has been raised up. And John says, this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and people love darkness instead of the light. But the one who does what is true comes to the light. Impatient, ungrateful, independent, willful, we have all turned away. And we have been bitten by the proverbial snakes of this world, and our spirits are dying. We need God. When we cry out, enough, I can't take this any longer, when we are ready to change, when we are ready to leave the darkness behind and come into the light, look and believe. Look up. There, lifted up. God loves you so much that he sent his Son to be lifted up for you. Come into the light. Come to the table and receive him. Amen.